Last night at Suncoast Hospice in St. Petersburg, the NAACP, along with many religious organizations, sponsored a forum for the mayoral candidates to answer questions. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports. The candidates were asked 10 questions prepared by the NAACP and other sponsoring religious organizations. The questions were directed to three candidates at a time on a rotating basis. The first question concerned the controversy over the privatization of the Baywalk sidewalk. While Richard Eldridge said he would err on the side of the Constitution against the privatization, and Jamie Bennett said he wanted to see Baywalk live again, Paul Kunjimi did not feel that the issue was so important.
To me, this is something that's not important. When we have hungry people in America, poverty, we have hungry people laying on our sidewalks down at the St. Vincent de Paul Society who don't know where the next meal is going to come from. In America, this is an abomination. I'm not going to worry about a sidewalk.
Another question was about the unemployment rate in St. Petersburg. Kathleen Ford said that a big problem for businesses is the property tax. She said that residents were not hit as hard due to a 3% cap, but commercial businesses struggle, leading them to lay people off. She proposes a new budget to help these businesses and lighten their property taxes.
The persons who really got it in the gut were our commercial businesses. And they're the ones who are getting it in the gut today when we're talking about increasing cost of health insurance premiums, if they can even offer their employees health insurance. When there's a downturn in the economy, what happens? Bit by bit, our small businesses will let this person go. They'll furlough this person.
Devron Gibbons had three ideas to help increase employment. One idea was to have a mayor's youth council, similar to a model used in Atlanta, and improve education and job training. Another was simply to maintain jobs.
Keep the jobs that are here first, because if we lose them, then our unemployment rate will continue to rise from 11% and up. And it would be higher now if people were not leaving the state of Florida to go to other states to work.
Crime was also discussed by the candidates. They were asked what they would do in order to address the problem and how long this would take. Larry Williams wants to start with areas where crime may be happening, which he called hotspots.
One of the first things that I will do is I will talk to our lawyers and I will instruct them that our goal through the police department is to attack areas within the town that we call hotspots. Now, hotspots are areas that have been identified both by the citizens and the police department of where known crime may be happening or occurring. We are going to pursue those hot spots very vigorously.
Bill Foster was asked by an audience member what he would do to address crime. His idea was to create a new kind of neighborhood watch for during the day by training city employees.
But those crime watch groups are mainly involved between the hours of 6 and midnight and whatever. But between the hours of, say, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., a lot of people are at work. I'm implementing what I call City Crime Watch, where I'm going to educate every city employee that is out in the field with a radio or in a radio car as to Crime Watch technique.
In response to a question about increasing affordable housing opportunities, Richard Eldridge simply did not think that it was financially possible.
There's no money for that. Don't get me wrong, there is money, but there's not enough money for everyone who needs it. Section 8 housing, the list is so long, you can't get on it. I mean, so there's no money, that's all I can say. I wish I could answer a positive way, like I'll give houses to everybody. I can't say that. No money.
Kathleen Ford thought that there was money and that by building new houses, there would be more jobs as well as more housing opportunities.
And at the same time, employ folks. You know, it is a downturn in the economy. Those construction jobs are just not available. This would be an opportunity to employ folks and increase the amount of affordable housing stuff.
Candidates were asked what they would do to help the situation of homelessness in St. Petersburg. The city was recently named the second meanest city for homeless people in the country. Devron Gibbons felt that in order to address this, a united agency is necessary.
I think the way you attack homeless issues, or you have to have an agency, whether it be in government or outside of government, that demands accountability for what we do. An example of that, St. Vincent de Paul does a good job of feeding and housing. And so we need to be able to document the dollars that leave City Hall that goes to those programs, we need to be able to document how many people we're helping. If there's a group that is retooling and retraining folks back into the workforce, then we need to be able to document that and how much money goes to that and how many people we're actually helping. We need to have a unified effort from City Hall.
In order to improve education, Bill Foster wants to use city employees to hold tutoring programs in recreation centers and libraries. Devron Gibbons said that this is important, but said that the city should also look to community organizations.
I think Mr. Foster's right. You should utilize the recreation centers to do some tutoring. But what about the NAACP? What about the churches? What about the groups that are in the Panhellenic Council? We also need to approach the groups that are in our community and let them take a leadership role as well.
Overall, the public response to the forum was positive. Kevin Johnson of St. Petersburg was glad for the variety that the candidates represented.
People have a wide variety to choose from, and it makes people, and I know with me, it makes people me think. And I just, of course, I have my, who I'm going to vote for, but I think it gave people a chance to really do some analyzing and really look at what these candidates have to offer. And you need more like this. And I'm glad that the candidates took the initiative to come out.
Kathy Harrelson of St. Petersburg was happy with a lot of the answers she heard, but one issue she thinks is important that was not addressed as extensively was the environment.
I think that, frankly, we're going to need to set some serious building codes to bring green building to this community and to establish procedures by which homes can be weatherized and people can begin to actually afford where they live by having lower energy costs. So I think those are very important issues, not to mention a bus rapid transit system that really serves the community. So those are two big issues for me. Those were not addressed tonight, but we'll get there.
There will be another forum held at the Palladium Theater on August 19th. Tickets are free, but limited to 4 tickets per person. For WMNF in St. Petersburg, this is Lindsay Cradwell.